예, 안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
아, 여러분, 그라시아서 막 노래하다가 삭하고 내가 오려면 섭섭한 표정을 짓는다.
And so, you know, you're excited when the Gracias was singing, and then I stand up here, you look so disappointed.
여러분, 그렇습니까?
Everyone, is that true?
아, 예, 감사합니다.
Oh, thank you.
캠퍼가 하루하루 너무너무 재밌게 지나.
Day by day, the camp is continuing so joyfully.
저도 상당히 바빠졌어요.
And I'm quite busy myself.
새벽 6시 반에 목회자들 모임이 있었고요.
At 6:30 in the morning, I have a meeting with our pastors.
좀 전에 이제 그 해외에서 나온 그 오신 사역 목사님들 또 모임이 있었어요.
And also, we just had another meeting with Christian leader pastors from all over the world.
있고요.
And I'm having this session with you.
그런데 너무너무 감사한 것은.
But what I'm very thankful about is
여러분들이 마음이 어떻게 되는지 잘 모르지만
you don't know what your heart is like,
여러분들의 마음에 하나님의 말씀이 들어가면서
but as the word of God enters your heart,
여러분 마음속에 새로운 마음의 세계가 형성됩니다.
A new world of the heart begins to form inside of you.
제가 성경 창세기를 보면
if you read Genesis in the Bible,
창세기 시작 이렇게 됩니다.
This is how Genesis starts.
태초에 하나님이 천지를 창조하셨습니다.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
땅이 혼돈하고 공허하며 허감이 깊은 위에 있고.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
하나님의 신은 수면에 운행하시니라.
And the spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
이거 뭐 제가 수없이 수십 번 수백 번 읽은 것을.
I've read these words hundreds and hundreds of times.
그냥 뭐 아무 생각 땅이 혼돈하고 공허하며 허감이 가득.
I didn't think much of it. Oh yeah, the earth is without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep.
하나님의 신 수면 운행하시니라.
And the spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
그렇게 수없이 이야기를 했어.
And so that's what I read many, many times.
오늘 성경 한 번 읽고 두 번 읽다가 보니까.
But after I read the Bible once, twice, continually.
하나님이 땅에 대해서 이야기를 할 때.
When God was speaking to the earth.
항상 하나님은 땅을 인간을 땅으로 그랬어요.
God always illustrated man using earth.
그러니까 이제 하나님이 땅이 혼돈하고 공허하고 허감의 깊음 위에 있었고.
And so the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep.
땅이 혼돈했어요.
The earth was without form.
공허했어요.
It was void.
깊은 허감이 있었어요.
And it was in deep darkness.
여러분 좀 전에 우리 김기성 목사님 이야기했지. 그렇죠?
Just a little while ago, Pastor Kim Gi-sung spoke.
그 이야기 보면 정말 혼돈된 삶을 살.
And so if you look at his life, it was a life without form.
공허한 삶을 살.
It was a life of emptiness.
허감 속에 살았어요.
And he lived in darkness.
땅은 어떤 방법으로 허감을 공허를 혼돈을 벗어날 수 없어.
And there was no way for this earth to get out from that void, from that darkness.
참 많은 사람의 마음에 불안을 벗어나 보려고 공허를 벗어나 보려고 발버둥을 칩니다.
Many people try to shake off the fear in their hearts, the emptiness in their hearts.
근데 여러분 하나님의 말씀이 임하면 땅이 달라질 거예요.
But when the word of God comes upon it, the earth begins to change.
제가 오늘 성경에 깜짝 놀란 것은
And one day as I read the Bible, what shocked me was
하나님이 가라사대.
And God said,
땅은 심에는 채소와 열매는 과목을 내라.
Let the earth bring forth herb yielding seed and fruit yielding seed.
아, 땅은 우리를 가리키는데.
The earth represents us.
우리가 꽃을 피우는구나.
We are the ones blooming flowers.
우리가 열매를 맺는구나.
We are bearing fruit.
그걸 생각하면 너무너무 감사합니다.
And when I thought about that, I was so thankful.
저는 굉장히 많은 사람들을 만났습니다.
And I've met with many, many people.
그냥 다른 이야기하지 아니하고.
I don't talk about anything else.
성경 이야기를 했습니다.
I spoke to them about the Bible.
정확하게 하나님의 말씀 그 속에 들어가면서.
Exactly as the word of God enters into them.
그 사람 안에 꽃이 피고 열매를 맺는 걸 봤어요.
I saw flowers blooming in them and bearing fruits inside of them.
이 땅은 우리 인간을 가리켜 말해.
This earth represents us man.
제가 너무너무 감사한 건 하나님은 다이아몬드나 황금이나 사파이어나 에메랄드 보고 꽃을 피고 열매 맺어.
What I'm very thankful about is that God did not tell the diamonds, the gold, the sapphire or the emerald to bear fruit.
여러분 신기한 게 하나 있어요.
There's something very amazing.
다이아몬드를 가루로 가루에 산뜻이 쌓아놓고
Suppose you make diamonds into powder and have a mountain pile of it.
밀을 뿌리면 싹이 나요?
And you sow wheat, will it sprout and grow?
안 나요.
No, it will not.
황금을 잔뜩 가루가에 가루를 만들어가 놓고
If you have a bunch of golden powder and a stack of it
거기에다 사과나무를 심으면 사과나무 살아요?
And plant an apple tree there, will it live?
안 살아요.
It will not live.
사파이어를 막 산처럼 쌓아놓고 거기다가 배추 심고 산심 살아요?
If you have a stack of sapphire and plant cabbage there, will it grow? Will it live?
아니에요.
No, it will not.
근데 땅은
But the earth
가치도 없고
It has no value.
땅을 밟고 다닌다고 뭐 미안하게 생각 아무도
We step all over the ground and nobody feels bad about it.
여러분 땅을 밟고 나 미안하게 생각해요?
Do you ever apologize for stepping all over the ground?
신발을 신고 더러운 신은 밟아도
You stepping all over it with your shoes, do you feel bad about that?
신발도
And sometimes we spit on the ground.
어떨 땐 땅에 뭐 오변을 오줌을 놓아요.
And sometimes you pee on the ground.
땅에 앉아 똥을 넣어도.
And sometimes you sit and poop on the ground.
한 번도 땅 보고 미안한 소리
But not once do we apologize to the earth.
그 별로 쓸모없는 땅인데.
Because it's useless earth.
모양도 없고.
It has no shape.
형체도 없는데.
And no form.
너무너무 신기하죠.
But the amazing thing is,
이 땅에는 밀을 심으면 싹이 나고.
If you plant wheat on this earth, it grows, it sprouts.
땅에는 상어나물 심으면 꽃이 피고 열매를 맺어요.
If you plant an apple tree on the ground, it grows, bear fruits and flowers.
땅이 너무 신기하고.
And this earth is so amazing.
씨를 심는 대로.
As you sow the seeds.
그 싹이 나서 꽃과 같은 꽃을 피고 열매를 맺는.
The seed sprouts, they grow and begin to bloom flowers.
저는 아이 와이프란 일을 하면서.
As I do the work in the IYF.
이제 16년째 되는데.
Now it's been 16 years.
제가 1999년에.
In 1999.
심장이 아파 이렇게 나빠서 굉장히 어려웠어요.
My heart was very ill and it gave me a very hard time.
제가 청진기를 귀에 꽂고 심장이 대보면
I put a stethoscope in my ears and I would listen to my heart.
맥이 딱딱딱 딱 섰거든요.
And then I would hear my heart beating, beat, beat, and then it would stop.
그 서는 게 한 10초쯤 섰는지 모르는데.
And maybe it would stop for maybe like 10 seconds.
기분이 아주 묘해졌어요.
And I get this strange feeling.
그 다음 뛰면 죽는 거잖아요.
Because if it doesn't start beating again, I'm gonna die.
그냥 또 뛰기 시작했어요.
And then it started to beat again.
아 이제 막 심장에 문제가 심각해서.
Oh, I could tell I had serious problems with my heart.
내가 아는 사람에게 저 한양 대학병원에 일주일 동안 이렇게 심장 그 정밀 검사를 했어요.
And so at the Hanyang University Hospital, a doctor examined me for a week.
심장에 녹음 장치를 해가지고.
And they put a recorder on my heart.
일주일 동안 그 녹음기가 내 심장에 이런 모든 걸 녹음을 했어.
And for one week, the recorder recorded everything that happened inside of my heart.
의사가 보더니 아무런 병도 못 발견했다.
And the doctor saw it and says, well, I can't find any sickness in
you. 근데 제 심장이 뛰다가 서는데
But my heart was beating and then it stopped.
딱 섰을 때 기분이 아주 묘해요.
And then it was beating, beat, beat, and then it stopped. It gave me a strange feeling.
안 뛰면 가는 거잖아요.
Because if it doesn't start again, I'm gonna die.
아는 사람이 부탁해서 이제 미국에 뉴욕에 세계 최고의 심장 전문가에게 심장 점검을 받았어요.
And this person I know arranged for me to meet with the world's best cardiologist in New York.
그분은 제 심장을 뭐 엑스레이 수없이 많이 찍.
And he took all these X-rays of my heart.
심장에다가 이렇게 뭐 손을 달아가지고.
And then connected these lines to my heart.
모니터에다 연결했어.
And connected it to a monitor screen.
내가 러닝 머신 위에 올라서렸어.
And then he told me to stand on a treadmill.
의사가 스위치 찔렀습니다.
And then the doctor turned on the switch.
러닝 머신 움직입니다.
And then the treadmill began to move. I started to walk and run.
막 심장 그 먹고 다 증거.
And then he recorded everything that was going on in my heart.
하루 종일 세계 최고 심장 전문의가.
And then all day long, the world's best cardiologist.
그 심장을 점검하고.
He examined my heart.
자기는 이걸 고칠 수 없대.
He said, I cannot fix this.
고칠 수 있다고 하면 좀 복잡한데.
For me to fix it, it's a little complicated.
고칠 수 없다니까 편안하더라고.
And so, but when he said, I can't fix it, I felt comfortable on that.
약 먹을 필요도 없고.
Then I don't have to take medicine.
병원에 갈 필요도 없고.
I don't need to go to hospital.
한국에 돌아왔어.
And I came back to Korea.
1999년 5월달.
And in May 1999.
저희들 교회에 7층 대전에 건물을 짓는.
And so at our church, we were building a 7-story building.
마지막 그 이제 돌을 붙이기 위하여.
And lastly, they were applying the stones.
예, 그 이제 발판을 만들어 발판 7층 위에서 인부들이 작업.
And so they made scaffolding, and on the 7th floor, the workers were working.
심장이 너무 약해져서.
But because my heart became so weak.
막 그걸 보니까 막 심장이 멎을 것 같았어.
And when I saw them, it felt like my heart was going to stop.
쳐다볼 수 없었어.
I couldn't bring myself to look at them.
저 그때 한 두 달에 석 달도 살 수 있을까 싶어.
And I thought maybe I'm going to live two or three more months only.
그때 이제 IYF가 시작되기 바로 직전인데.
And this was right before the start of IYF.
해마다 여름 방학 되면.
And each year during the summer vacation.
그래서 많은 학생들 와서 우리가 캠프를 했어.
Many students from America came and we would hold a camp.
그날도 속초 해수욕장에 갔어.
And at the time, we went to the Sokcho beach.
학생들 이제 쉬는 시간인데.
And it was a break time for the students.
조사들 하신 막 다리를 들고 막 바닷물에 집었던 중.
And so the students would pick up their teachers by the legs and toss them into the ocean.
한 놈이 지금 야 박목사님이다.
And one of the kids said, "Hey, it's Pastor Park."
아이들이 막 왔어.
And the kids came running to me.
제 막 다리를 받잡고 손을 잡고 이제 저를 받아들더니.
And they grabbed my arms and my legs. They were going to throw him into the ocean.
제가 얼마나 놀랐는지 몰랐어.
And I don't know how scared I was.
얘들아, 얘들아, 난 심장이 아파.
And I told them, guys.
나도 나 죽어. 얘들아, 얘들아, 얘들아.
I guys said, guys.
얼마 너무 심각해요.
My heart's sick. I'm going to die. Guys, don't throw me in, please, please, please.
모래사장에 던져놓고.
And they just tossed me in the sand.
나쁜 놈들.
These punks.
근데 그게 이제 8월달이었는데.
And it was August of that year.
솔바드 캠프를 하는데.
And we were having a camp in the pine fields.
하나님 제 심장을 깨끗이 고쳐주셨어.
And God completely healed my heart.
저녁에 텐트에 잠이 들었는데.
And I went to bed. I went to sleep in the tent.
내가 오늘 지난 일을 생각해봤어.
And I thought about the day.
우리가 거기 있는 본부에서 주일학교까지 한 500m쯤 되는데.
From the main area to the Sunday school area is about 500 meters.
내가 네 번 오늘 왔다 갔다 한 거예요.
But I had gone back and forth four times that day.
모래길을.
In the sand.
4km를 걸었다는 거예요.
It means I walked 4 kilometers.
내가 오늘 4km를 걸었어.
I walked 4 kilometers today.
이 심장으로.
You know, with this heart.
그날부터 내 마 심장이 다 나아하면 낫게 하셨고.
From that day, I realized, ah, my heart's all healed. God healed me.
그다음 날부터 이제가 논길을 막 조기.
And from then, the next day, I began to jog on the farms.
캠프를 마저 대전에 와서 서대전 여자 고등학교가 있는데.
After the camp, I came to Daejeon, and there's the Sodaejeon Women's High School.
운동량 한 바퀴도 300m.
And one lap is 300 meters.
두 바퀴를 도니까 가슴이 아파서 못 뛰어.
After two laps, my chest would hurt and I couldn't run.
계속 달렸어.
And so I kept on running.
1km 달리고.
Ran 1 kilometer. 2 kilometers.
3km 달리고.
3 kilometers.
4km 달리고.
4 kilometers. 5 kilometers.
심장이 저절로 좋아졌어.
And my heart started to get better on its own.
너무 감사해.
And I was so thankful to God.
한 5km 정도 덜 달리면 막 땀이 나기 시작한.
And after running for 5 kilometers, I would begin to sweat.
기분이 너무너무 좋아.
And it made me feel so good.
요즘 이제 의사들이 의사 선생님들이 하는 얘기가.
And nowadays, what the doctors tell me is.
목사의 나이에 조깅하면 막 관절이 나빠진다고.
Pastor, at your age, if you go jogging, it's bad for your joints.
수영을 하러 왔어. 수영을
so,
했는데.
It's better to swim, so I started swimming.
이제 내가 바빠 수영 좀 자주 못 하는데.
But now I'm busy. I can't swim very often.
해운대를 옆에 두고 수영을 못 하게 속이 되니까 답답해.
And so Haeundae is right here, and I can't even go swimming. I feel so sad about
해운대
that.
해운대 수영하고 싶어 지금.
Today I want to go swimming in Haeundae.
지난 7년 동안
For the last 17 years
1999년 2016년까지
From 1999 to 2016
제가 그렇게 건강했어요.
I've been very very healthy.
우리 교회 황장 종종 진맥을 하면서
And Elder Hwang he would take my pulse.
우리 교회에서 제 심장이 제일 튼튼하대.
And he says I have the strongest heart of anyone in our church.
아무 약도 먹지 않았는데.
I didn't take any medicine.
하나님께 내 마음에 몸에 말할 수 있는
And so in my body, God has done so many things.
지난 54년 동안
In the last 54 years,
내 마음과 몸은
My body and my heart
하나님이 일하신 수없이 많은 경험들로 은혜로 내 마음이 가득 찼어요.
My heart is completely filled with so many experiences and the grace of God of how he works.
하나님이 정말 살아 내 마음 안에 일을 하고 계시게
And it was so amazing to see how God was truly alive and working inside of me. And when I have the world camp, and I'm so happy.
수 없는 마약 중독자들,
many many drug addicts,
게임 중독자들,
many game addicts,
부모님하고 원수가 된 아이들,
many kids who have become enemies with their parents,
아무도 자기를 다스리지 못할 그 아이들이,
and kids who couldn't discipline themselves at all.
변화를 받는 건 너무 놀랍습니다.
I see them changing, and it's so amazing.
우리가 2년 전에 태국 방콕에서 타마삭 대학에서 캠프를 했는데
2 years ago we had a camp at Thammasat University in Bangkok.
그때 4,000명 가까이 된 학생들이 모여서 캠프를 했어요.
At that time about 4,000 students gathered and came to the camp.
인도에서 대학 총장님 15분이 오셔 가지고
And 15 university chancellors from India came.
첫날부터 마치 대학 캠프를 구경을 했어요.
And from the first day till it ended they came and saw our camp.
그들이 깜짝 놀라는 거예요.
And they were completely amazed.
시간 시간마다 학생들이 변한 눈에 보여요.
They could see with their own eyes the students changing hour by hour.
이번에 장관님들이 오셔서
And the ministers came to this camp.
IYF 학생들하고 같이 만나는 시간들을 가지고
And we had time for them to meet with the IYF students.
장관님이 깜짝 놀라는 거예요.
And the ministers were very amazed.
난 아직까지 이런 학생들 처음 만났다.
I've never met students like this before.
어떻게 학생들이 이렇게 순수하냐?
How could the students be so pure?
더 만나고 싶다.
I want to see them more.
장관님 여러 번 저한테 얘기했어요.
And the ministers told me that many times.
갖고 싶다.
I want to have more time with the students.
난 전 세계 많은 나라 다녀봤지만
I've been to many countries all over the world.
이런 학생들은 처음 만났다.
But I've never met students like this.
장관님 여러분들이 이야기해요.
And the ministers, many of them told me.
제 이야기하는 얘기 들어보면요.
And when I listened to them,
문제 많은 학생들이었는데.
You know, these were students who used to have many problems.
여기 우리하고 일하는 대부분의 사람들.
The most of the people who are here working with us.
오늘 오전에 A 시간에 김기성 목사님.
And Pastor Kim Gi-sung who gave the morning A lecture.
하얀 테리 목사님.
And Pastor Terry who's the MC.
그 문영준 목사.
And Pastor 문영준.
다 옛날에 한 가락씩 하던 사람.
You know, long ago they were once troublemakers.
여기 앉아 있는 게 이해가 안 가요.
And I don't understand that they're here sitting here.
아무도 그걸 말할 수 없어요.
And no one could explain that.
분명한 사실 하나는
But one of the sure things is
여러분이 누구든지 간에
And no matter who you are
하나님과 여러분의 마음이 접촉이 됩니다.
Once your heart comes into contact with God
여러분 간에 여러분 오늘 저는 여러분 누구든지 간에
And among you that are here no matter who you are
만일 악령의 이야기를 듣기 시작하고
If you listen to the words about the evil spirits
계속해서 끌리기 시작하고
And you're continually being pulled by the evil spirit
끌리면
And as you're dragged by the evil spirit more and more
여러분 누구든지를 불문하고
No matter who you are, you will be a part of tragedy.
제가 아는 부인이 있어요.
There's this lady that I know.
이 부인은 얼굴도 참 예쁘고.
This lady had a very pretty face.
성격도 참 좋고.
And she had really good personality.
이 사람이 처녀 때.
But when she used to be single.
정말 착하고 곱고 아름다운 여자.
And she was a very beautiful, kind young woman.
가정도 참 좋고.
And from a very good family.
어느 날 이 부인이 자기 집 앞에 나가다가
And one day this lady was heading out of her house.
그 동네에 있는 다리 병신을 만났어요.
She met the leg crippled man in her village.
그 다리 병 그냥 다리가 이렇게 저는 게 아니고.
And he wasn't just limping.
다리 걸음 걸 때 어머 문제야 막 이렇게 어렵게
And he was very badly crippled so in order to move he would have to strain and work very very hard.
그 아가씨가 그 다리 병신을 봤어.
And that lady, she saw the leg crippled man.
갑자기 그 마음속에 무슨 마음이 드냐?
And all of a sudden what she thought in her heart was
내가 저 남자하고 결혼해서
If I marry that man,
내가 저 남자의 다리가 돼 주면
And if I could become that man's leg,
저 남자가 얼마나 행복할까?
Then how happy that man would be.
그럼 내 남편이 행복하면
And if my husband becomes happy,
나도 행복해지겠지.
I too will become happy.
다리 병신이면 어때?
So what if his legs are crippled?
가난하면 어때?
So what if he's poor?
저 남자하고 결혼하고 싶다.
I want to marry that man.
여 처녀가 그 마음이.
And that's what this woman began to think.
어느 날 조용히 어머니한테 얘기했어.
And one day she quietly told her mother.
엄마 나 결혼하고 싶어요.
Mother, I want to get married.
엄마 깜짝 놀랐어.
The mother was shocked.
아 그래?
Really?
너 결혼할래 이거?
You want to get married?
그 사귀는 사람이 있니?
So is there a man?
뭐 사귀고 그러진 않았는데.
Well, you know, I'm not really dating him or anything.
아, 결혼하려고 생각 안 한번 해봤어.
But there's a man I'm considering marrying.
그 누구야?
Who's the guy?
뭐 하는 사람이야?
What does he do?
공무원이야?
Is he a public official? Is he a college professor? What does he do?
아, 엄마, 그 아무도 그런 적 없고요.
Well, mom, you know, it's nothing like that.
그래, 그 누군데?
So who's the guy?
누구야?
Who is it?
아, 엄마.
Well, mom.
이야기해봐, 엄마한테 뭘 얘기 못.
Tell me, I'm your mother. Just tell me.
그래가지고 이야기를 했어요.
So she told her.
엄마 그 다리 병신 그 청년 있잖아.
Mom, you know that young man, the leg cripple?
너 엄마한테 농담하는 거냐?
Are you messing with me?
엄마 아니에요.
No, mom, I'm not.
야, 네가 뭐 때문에 그런 남자한테 시집을 가?
Why would you have to marry a man like that?
너 제정신으로 얘기하는 거야?
Are you in your right mind?
아니, 엄마.
No, mom. You know, I'm born as a person. And I'm not good at anything. And I want to bring happiness to one man. And if he becomes happy, then I too will be happy. And I'd be so happy if I could become his legs and his and help him. He would be so happy. Cut it out. Cut your crazy nonsense. But this woman decided her heart. Her father and mother tried to stop her. They rebuked her. But she went to that man's house and said she wanted to marry him. And they were shocked. They said no.
당신은 너무 좋은 집인데 우리 아이는 가난하고 뭐 병신이고.
You're from a fine family. We're poor. Our child is crippled.
근데 그러면서 그 집 부부들 그 아직 굉장히 좋아하는 거예요.
Yet they were still very happy about it.
결혼을 했어요.
And then they got married.
정말 행복했어요.
And they were very happy.
아버지 어머니 아무도 안 왔어요.
And her mother and father didn't come to the wedding.
아버지 아예 들어 누워버렸어요.
And you know, the father just laid down.
그리고 이제 결혼 생활 시작했어요.
And then that was how their marriage started.
또 시아버지, 시어머니, 남편, 시동생들.
And so this woman's father-in-law, mother-in-law, her husband, the younger brothers.
너무너무
And they were so happy.
이제 안방에 전부 모여서 같이 식사.
And so they would all gather in the living room and eat together.
그러면 이 여자가 이 부인이 이야기를 하면 막 하 얹으면 웃고.
And then when she would speak, they would ha-ha, they would all laugh.
너무 즐겁고. 정말 행복했어.
And they were full of joy and happiness.
여자는 자기가 숲속에 공주 같다는 말.
And this woman felt that she was like a princess in the forest.
생각을 했어.
And she thought about it.
다리 병신이면 어때?
So what if his legs are crippled?
가난하면 어때?
So what if he's poor?
행복하면 됐지.
As long as we're happy.
모든 가족이 이 여자를 천사처럼.
And the whole family treated this woman like an angel.
너무너무 행복했어.
And they were so happy.
아무 문제가 안 됐어.
They had no problems at all.
근데 그 행복이 오래 가지 못했어.
But that happiness did not last long.
딱 석 달이었어.
It lasted only 3 months.
정말 석 달 동안 온 가족이.
And for 3 months, the whole family were happy.
석 달이 지난 뒤에 무슨 일이 있어?
But after 3 months, do you know what happened?
일은 단순하게 시작이 됐어.
You know, it started off very simple.
시어머니가 며느리를 불렀어요.
The mother-in-law called her daughter-in-law over.
야, 아가.
Hey, baby.
지금까지 우리가 식사 준비한 내가 시장에 가서 반찬 끓여 삽니다.
Until now, I've been the one going out to the markets to do the grocery shopping.
오늘부터 네가 장을 봐와.
But from today, I want you to do the grocery shopping.
그래서 이제 장 가방을 들고.
And so take your shopping basket.
시어머니 준 돈을 손에 들고.
And so she took the money her mother-in-law gave her.
석 달 만에 처음으로 집을 나왔어.
And for the first time in 3 months, she was going outside the house.
너무 행복해.
And she felt so happy.
정말 행복하고 행복하고 행복.
She felt so very happy.
가서 이제 시장에 가서. 채소도 사고,
and she went to the markets and bought vegetables,
감자도 사고,
bought potatoes,
그리고 이제 생선도 사고,
and also bought fish,
계란도 사고,
and eggs.
그래서 막 물어봤어, 이거 얼마예요?
And then she would ask, how much is this?
아, 좀 깎아주세요.
Oh, can you give me a discount?
아, 그래 막 너무 이거 들고 이제 막.
And she bought the groceries. She was coming home.
너무 너무 행복해.
And she was so happy.
집에 돌아왔는데
And then she came home.
남편이 얼굴이 막 깨달아 막 인상수.
But her husband, he looked very upset, very angry.
아, 뭐, 아니, 왜 그래? 무슨 일 있었어요?
And then she didn't think anything of it. Oh, what happened? Is something wrong?
아, 화가 났어요.
Oh, why are you so angry?
시끄러!
Be quiet.
아니, 왜요?
Why? What's wrong?
방으로 돌아와.
Get in the room.
방에 들어왔어.
And so she went to the room.
문을 탁 들었어.
He slammed the door shut.
남편이 이야기했어.
And then the husband said,
당신 오늘 누구 만났어?
Who did you go see today?
만나겠냐?
Who did I go see?
아무도 안 만나 봐 말이야.
You didn't see anybody.
채소 장사요.
I met the vegetable salesman.
또 누구 만났어?
Who else did you see?
생선장사. 왜? 왜 화가 났어요?
The guy who sells fish. But why are you angry?
아니, 왜 화났는데 왜 그래요?
You don't have to be mad. What's wrong?
시끄러!
Shut up.
묻는 거 대답이나 해.
Just answer what I say.
아니, 왜 그래요?
But why are you acting like this?
또 누구 만났어?
Who else did you go see?
감자 장사요.
The guy who sells potatoes.
또 누구 만났어?
Who else?
안 만났어.
Nobody else.
어디서 거짓말을 해?
How dare you lie to me? He opened the door.
그 당시에 한국은 연탄을 이렇게 불로 썼는데.
And back then in Korea, they used charcoal to heat.
이제 불이 붙은 연탄을 집기 위해서는 집게가 새로 된 게 많은 긴 집게가.
And so there is metal iron tongs this long that is used to move the charcoal that's on fire.
여자는 아직 한 번도 이런 경험을 해본 적이 없어요.
This woman has never experienced anything like this before.
문을 여니까 방문 앞에 그 연탄 집게.
And when the door was open, there was the metal tongs.
집게를 집어 들었어요.
And he picked up the tongs.
깜짝 놀랐어요.
And she was shocked.
그러더니
And then he started to hit her.
여자가 도대체 어떻게 된 거야?
And this woman thought, "What's going on here?"
우리가 너무 행복했는데.
We used to be so happy.
이게 뭐야?
What is this?
그 집게로 팔을 때리는데 팔에 시커먼 줄이 쫙쫙 솟는.
And so she was being hit on the arm with the metal tongs, and black bruises were beginning to form on her arms.
아프지가 않아요.
But she couldn't feel the pain.
도대체 무슨 일이야?
What's going on here?
이게 무슨 일이야?
What's going on?
너무너무 행복했는데.
We used to be so happy.
너무너무 행복했는데.
We used to be so happy.
이게 무슨 일이야?
What is going on?
이게 무슨 일이야?
What's going on?
아무리 이해가 안 가.
No matter how much she tried, she couldn't understand.
그날부터.
From that day on,
그 가정에 웃음이 다 사라졌어.
All laughter in that home was gone.
한참 때리더니 남편 깜짝 놀랐어.
After hitting her for a while, the husband became shocked.
남편이 말해, 여보, 미안해, 내가 잘못.
And the husband said, "Honey, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. I'm so sorry."
팔에다 막 약을 발라줘. 미안해, 여보.
He put medicine on her arms. He said, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry."
아무 이야기 들리지 않아.
And she couldn't hear anything.
그날부터 이 여자 얼굴에 웃음이 사라졌어.
From that day, there was no more laughter on this woman's face.
그냥 틈만 하면 앉아서 멍하니 바보 된 사람처럼 생각이가 산을 쳐다보고 얼마 돈 생각하게 잠.
And whenever she had time, she would be sitting down, blankly staring into the mountains and sitting there and thinking for long while.
시아버지도 시어머 아무 말도 안 했어.
Her father-in-law, mother-in-law, they didn't say anything at all.
그냥 며느리 눈치만 보.
And they just worried about what she would be thinking.
남편이 무슨 일이냐면.
And what the husband would do is.
아내가 시장에 장을 보러 갔는데.
When the wife would go out grocery shopping.
남편의 마음에 생각 하나가 들어왔어.
A thought entered into the husband's heart.
무슨 생각이 들어왔냐면
And what was that thought?
내 아내는 너무 예뻐.
My wife is too pretty.
내 아내는 너무너무 착해.
And my wife is so kind.
그래서 나 같은 병신에게 시집을 왔어.
That's why she married a cripple like me.
내 아내가 밖에 나가서 멋진 남자를 만나면
If my wife goes outside and meets a beautiful man
나 같은 병신 버려두고 그 남자를 따라갈 거야.
Then she's going to throw a cripple like me away and follow after that man.
이제 그 생각이 거기까지 돌아왔어.
And so that was as far as his thoughts went.
청년은 막 미치는 거야.
And it drove this man's heart crazy.
자기가 자기 마음을 어떻게 잡을 수가 없어.
And there is no way for him to grab a hold of his own heart.
얼굴이 막 벌겋게 달아오면서 막 견디지 못해.
His face was turning red. He was getting enraged. He couldn't control it.
꼭 자기 아내가 막 멋진 남자를 팔짱을 끼고 길을 걸어가는 게 막 상상이.
He would imagine her wife, his wife, being arm in arm with some other man walking down the street.
잘 웃는 아내가 나 어떤 남자고 식탁에서 음식을 막 웃으면서 막 이야기하는 게 상상.
And he would imagine his wife sitting at a restaurant with some other man eating and laughing and having a good time.
그 자기 아내가 어떤 호텔에 다는 정말 멋지게 생긴 남자하고 손을 잡고 막 그 호텔을 들어가는 걸 보여.
And he would imagine his wife being arm in arm with some other man entering into a hotel.
다리 병신 자기가 어떻게 할 수가 없었어.
This leg crippled man couldn't do anything.
막 미치는 거예요.
And this was driving him crazy.
우리 막 벌겋게 따라오고 뭐 칠 줄 몰라.
And his face was turning red. He didn't know what to do.
그럼 아내가 집에 돌아오면
And when his wife would come home
자기도 모르게 연단 찍게 죽어.
Without even knowing, he would pick up the metal tongs.
그래 막 사정없이 때리기.
And he would mindlessly beat his wife.
남편이 한참 때리다 죽지도.
And after hitting her for a while, he would be shocked.
우리 예쁜 아내께 왜 이랬지?
Oh, why did I do this to my pretty wife?
아니야, 아니야.
No, no.
내 아내는 그럴 수가 없어.
My wife wouldn't do that.
내 아내는 그렇지 않아.
My wife is not like that.
아, 뭐 나한테 결혼했어.
You know, why did she marry me then?
아니야, 아니야, 아니야.
No, no, no.
그 생각이 돌아.
when that thought comes in,
그 생각을 쫓아내지 못했어.
He could not get rid of that thought.
그 생각만 들어 미치는 거야.
And whenever that thought came, it drove him crazy. It drove him crazy. He would pick up the metal tongs.
대부분 그런 경우에 보면 악령이 그런 생각을.
In most situations like this, they're being led by the evil spirit.
너무 너무 아름답고 너무 너무 귀한 마음을 가진 아내로든.
He has a wife who is so precious with a very beautiful heart.
그 뒤에 아내만 밖에만 나타나 다녀오면 연탄 찍혀.
But whenever his wife would go out, he would pick up the metal tongs.
그 아내가 방 안에만 있을 수 없었어.
But the wife couldn't just stay home all day.
어느 날 아내가 말했어.
And one day the wife spoke.
시아버지 시어머니 남편한테.
And she sat down, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law.
나는 세상에 잘난 남자들도 많이 보았습니다.
I've seen many great men in the world.
그렇지만 난 행복하게 싶었어.
But I wanted to be happy.
그래서 내가 이분을 내 마음에 선택했어.
And that's why I chose him in my heart.
난 이분이 내가 이분의 다리가 되어주고 이분의 아내가 되어주고 온 마음을 다해서 이분을 섬겨주면.
I thought if I become his legs, if I become his wife, and if I serve him with all of my heart,
난 이분이 세상에 누구보다 행복해 할 줄 알았어.
I thought he would be happier than anyone in the whole world.
난 다른 거 하나도 원치 않았어.
And I didn't want anything else.
내 남편이 행복하면 난 행복해져.
If my husband is happy, then I'll be happy.
내 남편이 기뻐하면 난 기뻐져.
If my husband is joyful, then I'll be joyful.
내 남편이 즐거워, 나도 즐거워져.
If my husband becomes happy, I'll be happy too.
난 다른 거 아무것도 안 찾을.
I'm not going to look for anything else at all.
나는 세상에 똑똑한 사람들,
you know, the smart people of the world,
잘난 사람들,
the great people,
부부간에 싸우는 거 많이 보고,
I see them have husbands and wives fighting.
거 많이 봤어.
I saw many divorces.
나는 이 사람의 아내가 돼주면,
if I become this man's wife,
이 사람의 다리가 돼주면,
if I become his legs,
이 사람이 정말 행복해 할 줄 알아.
Then I thought surely he would be happy.
난 정말 기뻐할 줄 알아.
And I thought surely he would rejoice.
난 정말 행복해지면,
and if he really becomes happy,
난 아내기 때문에 나도 행복해.
And because I'm his wife, I thought I would be happy too.
행복을 찾아서 왔어.
And I came here looking for happiness.
근데 이 사람은 내가 아내가 됐기 때문에.
But this man, because I became his wife,
불안해하고 있습니다.
He is afraid.
두려워하고 있습니다.
He is insecure.
그러면서 연탄 찍기를 들었어요.
And he picks up the metal tongs.
그래서 오늘 남편이 행복해지기 위해서.
And that's why today, for my husband to be happy,
내가 집을 떠나기로 했어요.
I decided to leave this house.
남편이 울면서 말했어.
The husband cried and he said,
여보 내가 미쳤어.
Honey, I was crazy.
여보 내가 미쳤어.
Honey, I was crazy.
나 당신 없이 못 살아.
I cannot live without you.
당신 없나 죽어.
And without you, I'm gonna die.
제발 가지 마.
And please don't leave.
다시 안 그럴게.
I'll never do that again.
내가 너무 잘못했어.
You know, I was so wrong.
아내가 말했습니다.
But the wife said,
나 정말 당신이 안 그러면,
if you really don't do this,
정말 아무 문제 안 된다.
Then it wouldn't be a problem that what's been so far. And so she stayed with them.
그리고 그 뒤에 아내가 밖에 볼일 갔다.
And afterwards, the wife once again went out to do something.
남편 다시 연탄 찍혔다.
The husband picked up the metal tongs again.
이제 아내가 맞지 않았어.
But the wife did not just get hit.
같이 연탄 찍기를 잡았어.
She grabbed the metal tongs too.
내가 이런다고 그랬잖아.
She said, I said this was going to happen.
내가 떠난다고 그랬잖아.
That's why I said I was leaving.
내가 이런다고 그랬잖아.
I said this was going to happen.
내가 이런다고 그랬잖아요, 여보.
I told you this was going to happen.
왜 당신 나 안 믿어?
Why don't you trust me?
왜 당신 나 안 믿어?
No, why don't you trust me?
나 많은 좋은 남자, 잘난 남자 봤어.
I've seen many great good men.
그리고 내가 당신이 좋아서 당신에게 왔는데.
But I liked you, so I came to you.
왜 나 안 믿어, 여보?
But honey, why don't you trust me?
그날 그 부인은 그 집을 떠났어.
That day, that lady left that house.
그리고 지금은 정말 좋은 남편 만나서.
And now she's met a fine husband.
행복하게 살고.
And she lives happily.
그 다리 아픈 남자 그 뒤에 어떻게 된 소식 전혀 못.
And what happened to that leg crippled man? We have no idea. We never heard from him again.
얼마나 불행해졌어.
How miserable he became.
얼마나 불행해.
How miserable he became.
정말 아름답고 착하고 자기를 위해서 온 아내가 있어.
There was the wife who is so beautiful, so kind. She came for him.
연탄 찍기를 때려서 내쫓아.
But he beat her with the metal tongs and kicked her out.
그 마음을
But that heart
이기지를 못
He was unable to overcome it.
아니야.
No.
내 아내는 그런 사람 아니야.
My wife wouldn't do such a thing. She's not like that.
내 아내는 그렇지 않아.
My wife wouldn't
아니야.
do that. No.
아니야. 아니야. 아니야.
No.
그런데도
Even so
아내가 나가면
Whenever the wife would go out
그 생각이 팍
You know, these thoughts completely consume him.
아내가 다른 남자하고 웃으면서 손을 잡고 길을 걸어가는 게 상상이.
He would imagine his wife laughing with some other man, holding hands, walking down the street.
아내가 마치 막 그 예쁜 얼굴로 잘 웃는 얼굴로 웃으면 다른 남자 이야기할 걸 생각하고.
And he would imagine his pretty wife smiling with her pretty face, sitting down with some other man, laughing and talking.
아내가 정말 키가 크고 멋진 남자 팔짱을 끼고 호텔로 들어가는 걸 생각.
And he would imagine some tall, handsome man, arm in arm with his wife, walking into a hotel.
막 열이 오르고 숨이 차고 어쩔 줄 몰랐어.
And it made him angry, enraged, out of breath. He didn't know what to do.
자기도 모르세요. 연탄을 껴줘.
And without him knowing it, he would pick up the metal tongs.
아무리 안 하려고 해도.
And no matter how much he tried not to be this way. No, this is not true.
내 아내 착한 아내야. 그 나쁜 여자 아니야.
My wife is not like that. She wouldn't do that. She's a good woman. No, my wife is not like that.
그 생각이 일어나는데.
But when that thought comes.
그 생각을 이기지 못해.
He could not overcome that thought.
그 생각을 이기지 못해.
He couldn't overcome that thought.
세상에 여러분들이 인생으로 태어나 살면서
you know, as you are born in this world and as you live your life
성령의 영향을 받지 아니하면
if you do not receive the influence of the evil spirit
우리 모두 행복할 수밖에 없도록 하나님 만들어.
God has made us so that all of us could only be happy.
근데 악령이 처음에 아담과 하와를 속였어요.
But the evil spirit first deceived Adam and Eve.
하나님 아담에게 얘기했어요.
And God said to Adam,
동산 모든 실과를 네가 마음대로 먹을 수 있어.
You could eat of every tree freely of the garden.
그러나 선악을 알게 한 나무 열매 먹지 마.
But do not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
먹으면 정녕 죽어.
If you eat it, you will surely die.
근데 아담 인간이 악령에 속아서
But human Adam was deceived by the evil spirit.
선악을 나무 열매를 먹고
He ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
선과 악을 알게 되고
And came to know good and evil.
그다음부터 자기 선과 악을 알게 되는 기준 판단력 철학 경험 지식 가지고 살아.
From then on he began to live with his own knowledge, his own standard, his own wisdom, his own philosophy of good and evil.
이제 전에 없는 철학이
A philosophy he did not have before.
지식이
A knowledge he did not have before.
전에 없는 어떤 생각이 내 마음을 끌어가.
Certain thought he did not have before began to lead his heart.
그래서 그게 다 이제 악령이 들어와서 이런 생각을 넣어주면
And on top of that, when the evil spirit comes and puts thoughts inside of you
사람들이 평온하게 있다가
The people, while they are in peace
물론 악령에서만 미치고 옷을 벗고 막 뛰어다니는 여자들도 있습니다
Of course, there are women driven by the evil spirit to go crazy and throw their clothes off
꼭 그런 현상이 안 일어나도
Even if that does not happen
순간순간 악령이 우리 속에 들어와서
You know, the evil spirit enters us in many ways
나를 분노하게 하고
It makes us enraged
잘못된 데 빠지게 하고
It makes us fall into the wrong things
다른 데로 망 하는 대로 끌어가고 있는 거예요.
And drags us into a path of destruction and death.
그래서 여러분 저는 지난 54년 동안 예수님 안에 살면서
And so for the last 54 years as I've lived inside of Jesus.
처음에 내가 죄사함 받고 거듭날 때
When I first received the forgiveness of sins and became born again.
내가 내 자신을 볼 때 내가 너무 악하고 더럽고 나쁜 인간인가 알았어요.
When I saw myself I could see what an evil, wicked, dirty human being I was.
이런 생각들이 계속 일어나고 있는 거예요.
And I saw these kinds of thoughts continually arising in me.
저는 어릴 때도 교회를 다녔기 때문에 착하게 되는 노력을 했어요.
Because I went to church ever since I was young, I tried hard to be good.
그래서 저는 저희들 친구들하고 저는 늘 달랐습니다.
And, but I was always different from my friends.
예를 들어 말하자면
For example,
나무 집에 참외를 따먹을 때도
We would go steal melons from other people's farms.
딴 친구는 막 그냥 밟고 들어가서
My other friends, just, they step all over the place.
그리고 참외 따먹으면 안 익으면 탁 버리고 또 안 익어버리고 막
And they pick up the melons, bite it, toss them out. Pick up the melons, bite them and toss them away.
저는 도둑질을 많이 했지만
But me, even though I committed a lot of theft
굉장히 착한 도둑이었어요.
I was a very good-hearted thief.
참외 순을 밟으면 안 되니까
I know I shouldn't step on the melon vines.
밤에 안 밟으려고 그걸 더듬어서
So in the dark night, I tried not to step on the vines. I would feel my way.
참외 순을 들어갑니다.
And I would carefully enter the melon farm.
그 참외를 따도 그냥 안 따고
And even though I steal the melon, I don't just steal anyone.
냄새를 맡아
I smell them first.
아, 이거 덜 익어서 두고
oh, This is not ripe yet. I would leave them behind.
거.
And only the ripe ones.
한 개나 두 개 따가지고
I would steal only one or two
조심스럽게 기어 나옵니다.
And carefully I would crawl out.
그러니까 도둑이지만 굉장히 착한 도둑.
So even though I was a thief, I was a kind thief.
저는 정말 내가 착하다고 생각해요.
I really thought I was a good person.
그리고 정말 내가 똑똑하다고 생각해요.
And I really thought I was smart.
정말 내가 잘났다고 생각해요.
I really thought I was great.
1962년도에
1962
5월 달에
in May
내게 큰 변화가 왔어요.
A great change came to me.
너무 삶이 어렵고 소망이 없어서.
Because my life was so difficult and hopeless.
군 기술병에 지원을 했어요.
I applied to become a military vocational soldier.
들어가면,
If I join the vocational army,
이제 낮에 근무하고,
I can serve during the day.
밤에 야학 공부도 할 수 있고,
and then at night go to night school.
그다음 많은 공부를 좀 더 내가 인생을 더 좋아하시게 할 수 있다고.
And I thought if I get some education, my life might get better.
그래서 제가 거기에 불합격된다고 생각했어요.
I never thought I would be disqualified from it.
1965년에 대구라는 도시에
In 1965 in a city called Daegu.
원서 내고
I put in my application.
대구 제일 육군병원에 신체 검사를 받았어요.
And then at the Daegu Military Hospital I got a physical exam.
내과, 외과, 이비인후과 다 통과.
Internal medicine, you know, eye, nose and mouth medicine. I passed them all.
내가 치과에 갔었는데
But I went to the dentist.
앞니빨이 하나 부러져 있어.
But my front tooth was broken.
의사가 사인을 했어.
The doctor signed me.
카드에 사인을 했는데.
But I looked at the signature he put on my card.
옆에 있는 친구하고 사인이 달랐어.
It was different from the one he gave to my friend.
입 한번 해봐.
I said, hey, open your mouth.
이빨이 완벽했어.
He had fine teeth.
아, 내가 불합격돼.
Oh, I failed.
군의관을 찾아가 얘기했습니다.
I went to the medic and I said,
저 합격 시켜 주면 안 됩니까?
Can you qualify me, please?
특별한 사정이 있는데.
No, I'm in a desperate situation. Please, can you qualify me?
의사가 얘기해서 이빨 해낼 수 있느냐?
The doctor said, "Can you get a new tooth?"
돈이 없었습니다.
I said, "I have no money. I can't."
의사가 말했어요.
And then the doctor said,
어떻게 내가 당신을 합격시키냐?
How can I qualify you?
앞니빨 바로 보이는데.
You could tell your front tooth is missing.
앞니가 좀 괜찮은지.
If it's a back tooth, I could.
그래서 불합격.
So I was disqualified.
내 인생에 태어나 처음으로 불합격을 당했어요.
For the first time in my life, I was disqualified.
너무 절망.
I was so despaired.
난 이렇게 무신장이 안 되네.
Nothing ever works out for me.
고민을 많이 했어.
And I was very worried.
그리고 정확하게 그때 나를 더듬어 보셨어.
And then precisely I began to reflect upon myself.
내가 지금까지 해온 걸 하나하나 보니까.
Until now, and I looked at the things that I've done one by one.
참 잘한다고 생각하고.
I thought I was really good.
똑똑하다고 생각했는데.
I thought I was smart.
실패했어.
But I failed.
이것도 실패.
I failed this.
이것도 실패.
I failed that.
이것도 실패.
I failed this.
실패.
I failed that.
그리고 내가 참 착하다고 생각했는데.
And I used to think that I was very good.
거짓말도 많이 하고.
But I told lots of lies.
도둑질도 많이 하고.
Committed lots of theft.
처음으로 1962년도에 내가 나를 볼 수 있었어.
And for the first time in 1962, I was able to see myself.
내가 형편없는 인간이야.
Ah, what a pitiful human I am.
그때가 난 내가 잘났다고 생각 똑똑하다고 나를 믿었.
Until then, I thought I was really great and I smart and I believed in myself.
내가 가진 자가 틀렸고.
But my measuring stick was wrong.
내가 가진 저울이 틀렸고.
My scale was wrong.
내가 가진 대가 말이 틀렸어.
And the ruler I had were all wrong.
내가 이 자를 가지고 장사하면 사업을 하면.
If I do business with this measuring stick I have,
내가 이 저울을 가지고 장사하면,
if I do business with this scale that I have,
내가 망하겠다는 생각이.
I realized I will be destroyed.
처음으로 나는 내 마음에 내가 악한 인간을 내가 알고 나를 부인했어.
And for the first time, I was able to discover that I'm a wicked person, and I was able to deny myself.
그래서 내 속에 일어난 소리를 듣지 않게.
And so I decided not to listen to the voice within myself.
여러분 제가 여러분들에게 하는 이야기는 바로 이거.
Everyone, this is exactly what I'm trying to tell you.
여러분 속에 수없이 많은 생각들이.
Many thoughts arise inside of you.
근데 여러분 생각을 자세히 분석해 보면.
But when you analyze your thoughts precisely,
생각이 둘로 나누어지는.
You see your thoughts divide into two kinds.
어떤 건 내가 착하게 살고 싶고 진실하게 살고 싶고 성실하게 살고 싶은데.
On one hand, you want to be good, you want to be truthful, you want to be sincere.
또 다른 한쪽에서 나를 어둡고 추하고 음란하고 거짓된다 끌어가는 그 사실을 봐요.
On the other side, you could discover certain things leading you into darkness, misery, and pain.
여러분 그냥 생각 없이 살 때는 몰랐는데.
And so when you live thoughtlessly, you couldn't tell.
내가 이제 그런 생각을 가지고 내 인생을 살며 보니까.
And but with these kinds of thoughts, when I reflected upon my life,
분명히 내 안에 두 가지 다른 마음이 존재하는 거라.
Surely I could see there were two different hearts that exist in me.
그 나를 나쁜 데로 끌어가는 그 생각.
But these thoughts that lead me to the bad path.
그걸 악령이라고 이야기를 할 수 있습니다.
We can call that the evil spirit.
그건 틈이 있는 대로 나를 좋아질 것 같고 잘 될 것 같은 속에서 나를 나쁜 쪽으로 멸망 쪽으로 망하는 쪽으로 끌고 가는 걸 알았어.
But I can tell whenever it gets the chance, it wants to lead me to destruction, so he takes me to darkness, to the pathway of death.
내가 1962년 5월 달부터 10월 달 사이에
In the May 1962 until October
나는 그 성경 읽는 그런 부분만을 깊이
As I read the Bible, I thought about these aspects very, very deeply.
분명히 그 속에서 두 가지가 쫙 나눠.
And surely they divide into these two kinds.
옛날에는 이 생각이든 저는 그냥 내 보고 좋아 보이면 그냥 일어난 생각대로 행동했나.
Long time ago, whether it was this thought or that thought, whatever looked good, I took him in and I followed them.
이 생각 나를 나쁜 쪽으로 끄는 거야.
Ah, this thought's leading me to
destruction.
If I follow this thought, it'll ruin me. This thought will destroy me.
그래서 이제 내 마음 안에서 싸움이 일어나기.
And so a fight would start in my heart.
여러분들 마음에도
And in your heart as well.
종종 싸움이 일어날 것이다.
I'm sure fights break out in your heart also.
요한복음 8장에 보면 가늠한 여자에 대한 이야기 나와요.
In John chapter 8 in the Bible, it talks about the woman taking adultery.
어느 날 그 여자 속에 막 음란한 마음이 일어났어.
One day this woman began to have the lustful heart.
저 멋진 남자하고 하룻밤 잤으면 좋겠다.
I want to spend one night with that handsome man.
남편 없는 틈에.
And while my husband's away.
남자와 잠자면 굉장히 행복하겠다.
I'll be so happy if I could spend one night with that man.
그런 마음이 여자 속에 일어났어.
That heart was inside of her.
여자 속에 다른 한 마음 아니야.
But another heart told her. No, you have a husband. You should not do that. If you get caught, you'll be stoned to death. No. And those two hearts are fighting inside of her.
여러분들도
And you also.
그냥 인생을 살아서 그렇지.
It's just that you're living life.
저처럼 한번 생각을 해보면.
But like myself, if you think about it.
분명히 내 마음속에 두 개가 있는 걸 느끼.
Surely you could feel there are those two things inside of you.
자주 싸우는 걸 느끼.
And they often fight. You will feel. You can feel it.
내가 한쪽에 막 음란한 쪽이 좋아서 막 여자들에게 끌려가면서.
On one side, you're dragged by lust, dragged to women.
한쪽에서 이거 안 돼, 이러면 안 돼, 안 돼, 안 돼.
On the other side, you say, No, I shouldn't do this. No, no, no.
그런 정체를 우리 마음에 두고 있으면서.
Even though we keep these forms in our hearts,
마음을 정리 안 하고.
We don't. Discern our hearts. And we just get dragged ever whichever way we want. And so far for a while you do well. And then overnight you're in the path of destruction.
그러니까 여러분들이 세상에 망하거나 절망하거나 큰 문제가 생길 때 그때 대부분이 일어난 현상이 동일한 마음속에 내 생각 아닌 어떤 생각이 끌어갈 때 그게 끌려가면 여러분 누구든지 막을 수밖에
And so what when people are in failure and destruction what they have in common is that when they are being led by that evil force and when they follow it it can only lead them into destruction and misery.
누구도 끌려갈 수밖에 없어요.
And anyone can be pulled.
저는
1962년에 1962
내가 뭘 깨달았냐면
What I realized was
난 철학가가 아니지만
Even though I'm not a philosopher
한 몇 달 동안 저는 철학가가 됐어요.
For a few months, I became a philosopher.
내가 이런 일 시작할 때 정말 잘 될 수 있었나?
You know, when I start these things, I thought they would do well.
공부하려고 계획 세운 것도 있었고.
I had my plans to study.
일본에 작은 아버지 계셨는데.
I had my uncle in Japan.
작은 아버지 날 보고 일본에 오라고 그러셨어요.
And my uncle told me to come to Japan.
그래서 일본에 갈 계획도 세워.
And I even had plans to go to Japan.
그때 일본말을 많이 배웠어요.
And I learned lots of Japanese at the
잘했어요.
time. And I was okay.
그 외에도 여러 가지 일들이 있었는데.
Even other than that, there were many other things.
분명하게 느낄 수 있는 것은.
But one thing I could surely feel is.
내가 나 아닌 어떤 힘에
I was being dragged around by a certain power that was not me.
그 뒤에 결과는 항상 실패였어.
And after that, the result was always failure.
1962년
5월
달부터 10월 달 동안.
From May to October.
다섯 달 동안.
For 5 months.
난 내 마음을 샅샅이 끄집어내서 조사했다.
I pulled my heart every little place and I examined.
그러니까 내 마음 안에 뭘 발견할 수 있었냐?
And what I could find in my heart was.
내 참 마음도 있고.
There's my true heart.
또 내 아닌 다른 마음이 나를 망한 줄 그걸 정확하게 알 수가 있어.
And I could clearly feel a heart that is not me pulling me into destruction.
나 나는 그게 난 줄 알았습니다.
I thought that was me.
그때 생각했습니다.
And at the time I thought
내가 지금까지 내 생각으로 한 거 다 실패고.
Until now everything I've done till now with my thoughts was failure.
내가 내 생각을 따라가면 망하겠구나.
And if I follow my thoughts it'll destroy me.
그런 문제들을 늘
And I was always facing these kinds of problems.
그때부터 제가 그 생각을 경계하기 시작했어요.
And from then on, I began to be weary of these thoughts.
아무리 간사하게 나를 꼬여도,
even though those thoughts came after me so subtly,
아무리 중요하게 나를 끌어가도,
even though those thoughts tried to drag me away,
밀었습니다.
I pushed them away.
또 오면 또 밀고,
and when they came away, I pushed away
밀었습니다.
again, and I pushed away again.
따라가고 싶었어요.
I wanted to follow it.
되고 싶었어요.
I wanted to be pulled to it.
내 경험으로,
but with my experience,
따라 망해,
if
망해,
I follow this, it'll
돼.
ruin me.
망해,
no,
망해,
it'll
망해.
ruin me. It'll ruin me.
그 손을
and I drew that line.
그때부터
and from then on
내가 함부로 말할 수 없었고
I could not just say whatever I wanted.
함부로 행동할 수 없었고
and I couldn't just act however I wanted.
함부로 생각할 수 없었고
and I couldn't just think however I wanted to think.
정확하게 내 속에는 이 생각들은 난 망해.
If I follow these thoughts that arise in me, it'll destroy me.
어떻게 해야 할 줄을 몰랐어.
And I didn't know what to do.
62년 10월 7일
and then October 7, 1962
예수님을 만났어.
I met Jesus.
그래.
That's right.
이분을 믿자.
Let me believe him.
이분을 따르자.
Let me follow him.
이분의 마음을 이끌림 받자.
Let me be led by his heart.
그거 하나 내 마음에 정했어.
And that's what I decided in my heart.
그것이 여러분 중요한 건
so
내가 나를 믿으면서 예수님을 믿을 수는 없습니다.
You cannot believe in Jesus while you believe yourself.
항상 내 생각은 예수님 생각과 다른
Because your thoughts are always different from the thoughts of Jesus.
하나 정확하게 자세히 살펴보면
But once you search in precisely
여러분에서 일어난 생각
The thoughts that arise inside of you
악하고
They're evil
거짓되고
And deceitful
추하고
And filthy
음란합니다.
And lustful.
그리고
And
그 생각 따라가면
If you follow those thoughts it'll destroy you.
그걸 저는 정확하게
And that's what I came to precisely know.
그때부터 제가 그 생각을 따라가지 않았어요.
And from then on, I decided not to follow those thoughts.
물론 그 뒤에도 그 생각 안 따라간 건 아닙니다.
And of course, there were times I still did.
실수해서 한두 번 따라가긴 했지만.
I would make mistakes and follow them once or twice.
내 마음 안에서.
But in my heart.
내 속에 일어난 생각이지만.
Although these are thoughts that arise inside of me.
악령으로 말미오는 생각이야.
These are thoughts that come from the evil spirit.
이 생각 따라 난 망해.
If I follow these thoughts, it'll ruin me.
안 돼.
I can't do it.
큰일 나.
I'll be in big
망해.
trouble.
망해. 망해.
It'll destroy me. It'll destroy me. It'll destroy me.
정확하게 손에 쥐어지니까.
And once I drew that line precisely.
따라갈 수가 없어.
I could not follow it.
요한복음 5장에 보면은
In John chapter 5
예수님께서 베데스다 연못가에 갔을
Jesus when he went to the pool of Bethesda
38년 된 병자가 있었어요.
There was an infirm man with an infirmity for 38 years.
누워 있었어요.
He was lying there.
그 천사가 모세 물을 소용돌이치게 하는데
And then the angel he would provoke the water, stir up the water.
그때 먼저 들어간 사람 누구든지 무슨 병이 낫는다는 말이 있어요.
And they said whosoever was the first one who walked in with the trouble
이 병자는 병이 낫기 위해서 그게 왔습니다.
And this person came there to be healed of his sickness.
근데 누워서 움직이질 못하니까.
But he was lying down and he couldn't move.
천사가 물을 도와는 거 들어갈 수가 없었어요.
Even though the angel was troubling the water, he could not go in.
예수님이 그 연못가에 수많은 사람 있는데.
And there were many sick people at the pool.
병자를 찾아갔습니다.
But Jesus came to this man with the infirmity for 38 years.
병자하고 이야기를 했습니다.
And Jesus spoke with this man.
예수님하고 병자하고 둘이 이야기했어요.
And the sick man and Jesus, the two of them spoke.
예수님 뭐라고 말했어요?
And what did Jesus say?
네가 낫고자 하느냐?
Wilt thou be made whole?
병자가 말했어요.
And the sick man answered.
주님 물이 동할 때 나를 못에 넣어줄 사람 없어.
Lord, when the water is troubled, there's no man to put me into the pool.
내가 가는 동안에 한 사람 먼저 내려가.
But as I go in, another steps in before me.
그 이야기 속에 병자의 마음이 들어있는.
And in those words, we can see the heart of the sick man.
당신 누군지 모르지만.
I don't know who you are.
물이 동하는 거 난 들어가지 못해 못 나아요.
And when the water is troubled, I can't go in. I cannot be healed.
그러니까 당신 계시다가 물도 나를 좀 집어넣어줄 수 없어요.
And so, can you be here and then push me into the water? Why don't you?
간절한 부탁이 그 마음 속에 들어있어.
And he is asking for that. We can see that in his words. When we look in the Bible, you can see the world of the heart. And then Jesus said to the sick man, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Now, the important thing is,
예수님이 일어나 자리를 들고 걸어가라고 했습니다.
Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk."
이 병자 마음은
The sick man's heart.
내가 일어나 자리를 들고 걸어가고 싶지만
I want to get up, take up my bed and walk.
병들은 못 걸어가요.
But I'm sick, I cannot walk.
그리고 물이 동할 때 나를 넣어주면 병이 나으면 내가 걸어갈 수 있어요.
And so if you put me into the water when the water is troubled and I get healed, then I'll walk.
일어나 자리를 들고 걸어가라고 하지 말고
Don't tell me to take up my bed and walk.
나를 먼저 좀 넣어주세요.
But can you put me into the pool?
난 못 걸어가요.
I cannot walk.
병자 마음은 그랬어요.
That was the heart of the sick man.
예수님 말씀은
But the words of Jesus
일어나 자리를 들고 걸어가.
Rise, take up your bed, and walk.
자, 여러분 들어보세요.
Now everybody listen.
우리 속에 두 개의 다른 마음이 있습니다.
And so inside of us there are two kinds of hearts.
여러분 그건 다 인정하죠?
Now you all acknowledge that, right?
두 개의 다른 마음이 있다는 마음 손 들어보세요.
And raise your hand if you have two different kinds of hearts in you.
아, 예, 다 인정합니다.
Yes, everybody acknowledge that. Very good.
그럼 여러분 그 속에서
Then inside of that, everyone
내 이야기 내 속이나 내 소리를 듣느냐
Are you going to listen to your voice that arises within yourself? Or will you hear the word of God? That is the difference.
이 병자는
the sick man
자기는 절대로 다리가 다 말라서 걸어갈 수 없습니다.
He says, my legs are all withered. There's no way I can walk.
내가 다리가 나으면 걸어갈게.
When my legs heal, I'll walk.
낫기 위해서는
And for me to be healed,
물을 동할 때
When the angel troubles the water,
먼저 들어가야 돼.
I gotta be the first one in.
난 몸을 움직이지 못 들어가니까.
And my legs can't move, so I cannot go in.
당신 좀 넣어주세요.
So can you push me in?
그럼 다리가 나으면
Then when my legs heal,
당신 자리 들고 그럼 자리 들고 걸어가고
Then like you say, I'll take up my bed and walk.
당신 시킨 대로 하겠습니다.
And I'll do whatever you say.
예수님은 지금 자리를 들고 걸어.
But Jesus was telling him, now take up your bed and walk.
자, 병자 생각하고 예수 생각 같습니까? 다릅니다.
The thoughts of the sick man and the thoughts of Jesus, are they the same or different?
다릅니다.
They're different.
자, 이런 경우에 어떤 현상이 일어나냐면
And so in this kind of a situation, what happens?
100이면 100.
100 out of 100.
1000이면 1000.
1000 out of 1000.
예수님 말씀은 자기 생각을 선택합니다.
People select their own thoughts rather than the words of Jesus.
그러나 여러분 자기 생각이 지금까지는 실패했던 걸 정확히 아는 사람.
But people who precisely know that their thoughts have led them to failure.
자기를 믿는 마음이 없어집니다.
They lose the heart to trust themselves.
자기 생각이 틀린 걸 알면.
And once they recognize that their thoughts are wrong.
난 다리가 아파서 걸어가질 못해. 먼저 넣어줘야 나아야 걸어갈 수 있어.
My legs are withered. They cannot walk. I can only walk if you put me into the pool.
자기 생각은 그런데.
That's what his own thoughts are.
예수님 지금 자리를 들고 걸어가라.
But Jesus tells him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk now."
자기 생각 옳다고는 사람은.
People who believe their thoughts to be right.
예수님 뭐 말도 안 돼.
They say Jesus nonsense.
내가 어떻게 걸어가?
How can I walk? I cannot walk.
그렇게 말합니다.
That's what they would say.
나 자기 생각 틀린 사람.
But people who know that their thoughts are wrong.
내가 내 생각대로 했는데 널 안 됐어.
I followed my thoughts, but they all failed.
내 생각 널 틀렸었어.
My thoughts are always wrong.
내 생각 왜 저분 말씀 한번 들어볼까?
So let me throw my thoughts away and let me follow His words.
그래서 예수님의 말씀을 참으로 들을 수 있는 사람.
And so the people who could truly listen to the words of Jesus.
자기 생각도 믿고 예수님 말씀도 믿고 하는 사람.
They're not the people who believe in their thoughts and the words of Jesus.
내 생각을 믿으면
If you believe your own thoughts,
예수의 말씀을 받아들일 수 없어요.
You cannot accept the words of Jesus.
저는 분명하게 경험했습니다.
And this is what I clearly experienced.
1962년 5월
May 1962.
내가 군 그 기술병의 시험에 불합격했어요.
When I was disqualified for the vocational military.
제가 지금까지 살아온 인생 그 삶을 전부 다 정리.
I began to reflect upon the life that I hold that my whole life.
둘, 셋, 넷, 다섯. 다 실패했어.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I failed them
어느
all.
어느 정도 되면은 막 하다 안 될 것 같으면 두고 또 딴 걸 하고.
And then I would do something and then do something else and do something
그런
else.
그런 깊이 생각할 틈이 없었는데.
I never thought about anything deeply.
깊이 그런 부분을 생각했어.
But I reflected deeply upon these things.
분명히 내 속에 다른 두 개의 생각.
And surely I could see there were two different voices in me.
나는 하나님께로부터 오는 마음.
One was the heart that came to me from God.
하나는 악령으로부터 오는 마음.
The other was the heart given to me by the evil spirit.
확실한 것은.
And what was clear?
하나님께서 주신 그 마음을 따라가.
When you follow the heart that God gives you.
그럼 삶이 달라집니다.
Your life changes.
생각이 달라져.
Your thoughts change.
사람이 바르게 됩니다.
And you become upright.
지혜롭게 됩니다.
You become wise.
무슨 일을 하든지 됩니다.
And no matter what you do, it goes well.
제가 음악의 전문가 아닙니다.
I'm not a music expert.
제가 그라시아스를 시작했을 때,
But I started the Gracias Choir.
우리나라 유명한 피아노 트리오가 해산됐어요.
At that time, a famous piano trio broke up in Korea.
바이올린, 첼로, 피아노 세 사람이 한 공연인데.
It was a violin, cello, piano trio.
너무 잘한데.
And they were very good.
그 사람이 마음이 안 맞아 해산.
But they didn't get along, so they broke up.
조선일보 문화면을 그리고서.
I read that article in the Joseon newspaper.
제가 합창단을 시작하면서.
As I started the choir.
세 사람 마음도 안 맞는데.
Even three people can't get along.
수십 명 합창단을 마음 어떻게 막?
How can many people get along? I thought. 없었어요. I wasn't confident. I threw my ways away.
합창단은 하나님이 이끌어 주도록 하나님의 인도를 따르.
But I let the choir be led by God, receive the guidance of God.
지금도 우리 합창단 세계 최고의 합창계 독일 마르크 오바드로 대상을 받았다는 모두 진짜 믿기 어려운 사실.
Even now it's very hard for people to believe that we won the grand prize at the world's best choral competition, Mark Oberdorf, Germany.
그러나 현실입니다.
But it's the reality.
앞으로 전 세계 합창을 그라시아스 한 20년 동안은 이끌어갈 거예요.
For the next 20 years, the Gracias Choir will be leading the choral music of the world.
그라시아스 합창단에 들어오기만 해도
even to just enter the Gracias Choir
아마 음악 공부에 돈을 많이 들여도 와야 할 거예요.
You know, even if to study music, you're gonna have to spend so much money.
그라시아스 합창단이 배우는 음악 공부만큼 잘 배운 음악 학교는 세계 어디도 없어요.
There is no music school in the whole world that teaches as well as the Gracias Choir does.
정신 세계도 배우고
You learn the world of the heart, world of the mind.
여러분, 저희들이 할 수 없는 기적적인 일들은 수없이 많이.
And so we accomplished so many miraculous things we could never accomplish.
제가 마인드에 대한 책을 썼습니다.
I wrote a book about the mind.
깜짝 놀랍니다.
And I was shocked.
And
so I just wrote a few.
여러분 참 이걸 깜짝 놀라. 아, 이게 마음이 이렇구나.
But what really shocked me is, oh, this is what the heart is like.
책이 무지무지하게 많이 팔렸어요.
And I sold many books.
돈도 많이 벌고.
Made lots of money.
그리고 이번에는 두째 번 책이 이렇게 나왔어요.
And then I wrote the second book. It just came out.
이것도 이번에 악령을 중심으로 이야기를 했네요.
And I wrote mostly about the evil spirits.
잘 팔릴 것 같습니다.
And I think it's going to sell well.
그럼 우리 IYF 일하기 좋을 것 같습니다.
And it's going to be good for us to work in the IYF.
앞으로 건물도 지어야 하고.
And we're going to build buildings in the future.
많은데.
And we need to spend money.
많이 도와주시길 바랍니다.
And I look for your help.
여러분 책만 사줘도 저를 돕는 겁니다.
And just by buying the book, you're helping me.
한 사람은 100권 사도 좋고 1000권 사도 좋습니다.
You can buy 100 books or 1000 books.
안 말리겠습니다.
I won't stop you.
농담했습니다.
Just a joke.
자, 정확하게 하는 것은
But the important thing is
저는 정확하게 그 마음의 선을 지었어요.
I drew that clear line in my heart.
이 생각은 좋아 보이지만
This thought appears to be good.
옳아 보이지만
It looks right.
이걸 따라가면 망해.
But if I follow this thought, it'll destroy me.
내 마음에 안 맞지만
Although this thought doesn't fit my heart.
이걸 따라가면 마음에 하나님 복을 봐.
If I follow this, God will bless me.
38년 된 명자가
The man with the infirmity for 38 years
움직이지도 못하는데
He couldn't even move his legs.
내가 어떻게 걸어가요?
Oh, how can I walk?
못 걸어가요. 설 수도 없어요.
I cannot walk. I cannot stand.
자기 생각
That's what his own thoughts told him.
근데 자기 생각을 끊고
But when he broke his own thoughts
예수님 말씀을 받았어.
And accepted the words of Jesus.
일어나려고 움직이니까
And when he moved to get up
움직여지는 것이
He was able to move.
손으로 팔을 땅을 잡았어.
And with his arm he pushed off the ground.
다리를 굽히고 땅을 짚고 일어났어.
And he pushed off the ground and he got up.
놀라운 일이 일어났어.
And something amazing happened.
예수님 말씀만 들었는데
He listened to the words of Jesus.
내가 지금 일어나고 있어.
Oh, I'm getting up.
내가 일어나고 있네.
Oh, I'm getting up.
이게 꿈이야.
Is this a dream?
내가 일어났잖아.
Oh, I'm up.
자리를 들고 걸어가라 그랬지.
He said, take up my bed and walk.
자리를 들고 가자.
And let me take up my bed. And he took up his bed.
걸어갔어.
And he walked.
걸어지는 거야.
And he was able to walk.
우리 보기 불가능하죠.
Although it looked impossible.
예수님이 마음에 마신 말들.
When Jesus speaks to the heart.
저는 그 뒤로 그런 현상에는 수없이
From then on, I've seen these kinds of things happen many times.
내가 주의 주신 그 마음을 따라 말씀 따라갔어.
When I followed the heart that God gave me, when I followed the word of God,
내 삶이 달라지기 시작했고,
my life started to change.
내가 무슨 일을 하든지 잘 되고,
and no matter what I did, it went well.
아니면 정말 나로서 도저히 이룰 수 없는 일을.
And God did things that could never been done through me.
지금 제가 하고 있는 일은 인간 박옥수 목사로 절대 이룰 수 없는.
Right now the work that I do it could never be accomplished by the man Oksu Park.
이건 하나님의 계획이고.
But this is the plan of God.
하나님의 말씀을 순종하고.
And obeying the word of God.
하나님이 저를 통해 일하는 것이.
And it's God working through me.
모든 게 형도. And
everything went very well.
아들도,
my son,
딸도,
daughters,
손자들도,
grandchildren,
우리 가정도,
and my family,
교회도,
and the church,
IYF도,
and the IYF,
그라시아스도,
and the Gracias,
저 마인드 교육도,
and the mind education.
뭘 하든지,
no matter what we did,
하나님이 도우시는 걸 봤어요.
I could see God was helping us.
그래서 여러분 이번 주는 악령에 대한 이야기입니다.
That's why this time I've been speaking about the evil spirits.
하나님 여러분 내가 여러분 간절하게 부탁합니다.
Loving folks, I sincerely ask of you.
마음에 일어나는 생각을 그냥 따라가지 마십시오.
Don't just follow whatever thoughts come to your heart.
마음에 이런 생각을 노트에다 놓고 적어보세요.
Well, write down the thoughts that arise in your heart in your notebook.
이런 마음이 일어나고 이런 마음이 일어나.
On this date I had this heart. On this date I had this heart. 내 마음을
놓고 적어보십시오.
And write those hearts down.
그러나 나중에 지나가 보면
And after time when you look at it,
이 마음 따라 망했을 것이다.
If I follow this thought, I would have.
이 마음은 그게 분명히 보였어.
If I follow this thought, this would have destroyed me. That's what you will clearly see.
안타깝게도,
but sadly,
훌륭한 사람도,
even the great people,
잘난 사람,
even the amazing people,
전부 자기 생각을 따라가.
Everybody follows their own thoughts.
그게 자기 생각이 아닌 걸 알아.
And they don't know that it's not their thoughts.
그러면,
if so,
여러분 인생이 복될 수밖에 없습니다.
If you do not follow those thoughts,
행복할 수밖에 없습니다.
You could only become happy.
잘될 수밖에 없.
You could only be well.
저희들 교회에.
At our church,
진짜 비참하게 사는 사람들이
people who used to live very pitiful,
마음을 바꿨을 때
when they changed their hearts,
모든 게 복되게 변한 것
all of it changed to be so blessed.
이제 여러분 IYF 출신 학생들을 보십시오.
Now let's look at the IYF graduate students.
물론 좋아져 다시 세상에 빠지기도 합니다만
no, yeah, they're well and they fall back into the world, whatnot.
달라집니다.
But they change.
그런 학생들이
and such students,
나라에 많아지면 많아집니다.
The more we have such students in this world, in the earth,
나라가 아름답게 되고,
the countries will become beautiful,
가정이 아름답게 되고,
and families become beautiful,
사회가 아름답게 되고,
and the society will become beautiful.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지,
our Holy Father God,
우리 생각을 따라가는 일들이 그랬습니다.
And this is how it is when we follow our thoughts.
이제 하나님의 인도를 받기로.
Now we want to receive the guidance of God.
그래서 우리 모두가 악한 영의 생각에서 벗어나서.
And so may all of us be freed from the thoughts of the evil spirits.
하나님을 기쁘게 하고,
and let us please God.
하나님 마음으로 살아서,
and let us live with the heart of God.
하나님께로부터 오는 귀한 축복을 받도록 축복해 주옵소서.
And bless us to receive the precious blessing that comes from God.
주의 크신 은혜 이 자리에 모인 우리 모두에게 넘치길.
May your amazing blessing overflow in all of us here. We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도드립니다.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
아멘. 여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.